has to be. I said it have to be related. I was thinking.
All right, I'm gonna pick up left off talking about how God leave these living bricks. Now, still talking about this prophetic generation, and you know, we had the example of Mary, how Mary had word.
Good evening. Well, let us pray. Hallelujah. I'm ready? Okay. Take this time to welcome our internet students that's on Roku. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful for all the wonderful privileges that we have. We are the sons and the daughters of the living God. We thank you for our apostle. We thank you how you anoint him and cause him to share and pour out his life into our lives, and we could never be the same. We thank you that we are a supernatural people, and we have been born to manifest the supernatural. And we know that we cannot do that apart from God, the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit, we ask you, speak to us tonight. Make yourself known. Reveal to us in the word tonight that which you would have us to know, so that we can continue to build upon this foundation of the supernatural, so that
builders are
and walk and go from glory to glory to glory. These things we ask and we're thankful for in Jesus' name, and everybody say amen. Now, what we're going to do is, you know, a lot of times when you're an instructor, you ever hear apostles
see
humble his way around? You know, and as an instructor, you want to make sure students have the proper foundation,
leader,
because you know, you start running into the supernatural, you don't have the proper foundation, guess what? You're going to have a train wreck. You understand what I'm saying? You know, and sometimes I've been around spirit-filled people, but you know,
and
might be a few not spirit-filled, but we don't know who's on that internet. Is that right? So we can't make presumptions. So we're going to, with the time we have today, we're going to go back and lay a foundation and then start moving forward to show you how to function in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. And it's amazing to me when you study the scriptures that you've read over and over and over again. Do you know one of the first things people did when they got filled with the Holy Ghost? Prophesied. Yeah. And y'all know in the churches we are in today, we act like prophecy is a big thing. Come on to me. When prophecy actually is elementary.
I mean,
as soon as you are filled with the Spirit, you should be ready to go on and prophesy. Now, if you recognize this fact, under the Old Testament, they prophesied when the Spirit of God came upon them. So how much more can we prophesy with the Spirit of God within us? Okay? So let's start off with this fact. It's natural versus spiritual. Now, I'm going to read this to you, so I need your attention. The children of Israel are God's chosen natural people. Y'all remember God separated Israel to himself. They are a chosen natural people. The church, the saints, are God's chosen spiritual people. You say, well, why you want to tell us that tonight? Because without being spiritual, you can't function in the
supernatural.
Y'all understand? Now remember, Apostle talked about the two realms, right? Natural, supernatural. As long as we're in the natural, we stuck. So if we are spiritual people, we should be functioning in the supernatural. We should have things happening in our lives that's not ordinary. Are you listening? Because we've learned how to shift gears to move from the natural to the supernatural. So the church is God's what? Chosen spiritual people. Israel is a natural race of natural people. The church is a spiritual, supernatural race of supernatural people. Are you with me? Christians, and this, I want to start building this foundation. Christians have a supernatural birth. A supernatural birth. Not ordinary, supernatural, by the Holy Spirit. Supernatural baptism with the Holy Spirit. Supernatural grace and gifts of the Holy Spirit. What does it mean to be spiritual? What does it mean? It means that you're born again by the Spirit of God, baptized in the Spirit, filled with the Spirit, you walk in the Spirit, and you live in the Spirit. Are you with me? Now we're talking about functioning as supernatural, so this is not going to appeal to your emotions. This is dealing with facts from the Scripture. Number one, we are born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit. St. John 3. You remember Jesus, when Nicodemus came to him by night, Nicodemus said, no man can do the miracles that you do except God be with him. And Jesus said, you can't even perceive the kingdom of God until you have been born from above. In other words, until you experience a supernatural birth. Are you with me? Now, St. John 3:5, you get there. I need you to read St. John 3:5 for me. Because, see, the first step into the supernatural is being born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit. Not water baptized. Not water baptized. Born of the Spirit. Being baptized in water is not the new birth. It's not supernatural. Y'all looking now, oh, Jesus. Lord, I was baptized when I was 5. Yeah. You went down wet and came up, went down dry, came up wet. Come on. Y'all in St. John 3:5, what does it say? Well, and this is Nicodemus asking Jesus, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter again the second time in his mother's womb and be born? And what does Jesus say, St. John 3:5? Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot even enter into the supernatural. The kingdom of God is supernatural. You can't join in. You got to be born in. Are you listening? But you must be born of the water, and you must be born of the Spirit. You must be born of the, now the water is not talking about water baptism. It's talking about the Word of God. The Word of God. You must be born of the water. You see, the Holy Spirit works with the Word. Are you with me? The Holy Spirit can only work with the Word. You must hear the Word before the Holy Spirit can quicken it and give it to you. You didn't come to Jesus on your own. Somebody had to minister the Word to you. But
I believe it did.
That had to grip your ears and cause you to receive that Word. Jesus said, no man can come to me except the Spirit draw him. Are you listening? We didn't come on our own. It was the Holy Ghost drawing us. How? By the Word. St. John 6:63, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So the Holy Spirit works with the word, which is the Spirit of God. Are you with me? All right. So he says that which is St. John 3:5, except a man be born again, he cannot but enter into the kingdom of God. You must be born of the water and of the Spirit. Read. Now, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now, when we
really,
we come in, this is going to blow your mind. We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We're actually spirit beings. Spirit. We came from God. We came from God. That which is seen came from that which is not seen. Are you
willing and that kind of thing?
You can take this body, take the spirit out, or it'll just be there. The thing that gives that body, that earth life, that flesh life, is the spirit. See, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, or put it another way. Whatever you're born from, you must remain connected to in order to survive. Whatever you are born from, you must remain connected to in order to survive. Are you with me? All right. You want an example? All right. Have a child. Just say, I'm going to feed you the word of God and you're going to live. See how far you get with that revelation. Come on, y'all understand what I'm saying? I'm going to read you the Bible. No, that child needs some milk, some pablum. Come on, they come out with pablum now. They ain't got rid of the milk. You know, after about 30 days, them children want some food, so they're going to keep you up all night long. But y'all understand? Y'all listening to me? Huh? Now, watch what I'm about to show you. A plant comes from the earth. It is born of the earth. In order for it to survive, it must remain connected to the earth. Now, many of you done heard the story about the flood, right? God destroyed everything on the land, every creeping thing, every living thing, right, that creepeth up on the earth. Did you ever once stop to think in your life that God never had to recreate no fish? Because the fish was born from the water. Y'all not talking to me. Now y'all act like I done lost y'all. A fish was born from the water. They never got disconnected. Are you listening to me? If you are born of the Spirit of God and never get disconnected, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. You born of the Spirit is spirit. Are you listening to me? Whatever you are born from, you must be connected to. We all come from God. Y'all listening to me? All right. Then it goes on to say, that which is born of...
Oh, here go my plan, because it's flesh.
That which is born of the what? Spirit is spirit. Then he says what? Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be what? Born from above. So the first thing we must bring clarity to is we have a supernatural birth. Luke chapter 1, verse number 26. Y'all remember when the angel appeared unto Mary, right? Concerning Jesus. Now I'm trying to show you your inheritance right now, where you came from. What the church have failed to do is connect everything concerning who we are to Christ. From his birth till his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension. When God views his church, when he looks at us as a supernatural people, what God is saying, whatever happened to Christ happened to you. That's supernatural. Because if you don't switch, you will always be in the natural. Are you with me? All right. And so in Luke chapter 1, you find out where Mary asked the question. I remember Mary asked the question. Mary say, now, you say I'm carrying the Christ child. How can this be, seeing I've never been intimate with a man? She was thinking what? Natural. She was thinking of the what? Flesh. I never been intimate with no man. How am I going to be pregnant? How can these things be, seeing I know not a man? God, get ready to shift. Get ready to shift. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now, let me see where I can, if I can find that verse for you so we can go right to it. I got notes going back and forth here. Luke 1, 26 through 45. Find the place where it say, how can these things be, seeing I know not a man? What verse is that? Right there, Luke chapter 1, verse 35. Let's start right there. What does it say? Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Come on, read. Notice, and the angel answered and said unto Mary, read. Hold up. The who?
The Holy Ghost.
Who?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost. So everything in the supernatural begins with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost shall what? The Holy Ghost shall come upon you and shall what? And the power of the high shall overshadow you. Right? Read. Therefore, also, that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Who? Well, Jesus is a child of the Holy Ghost. Well, how did that happen? The angel delivers the word. The Holy Ghost don't work apart from the word. The angel delivers the word that God speak, and God say, when Mary accepted that word, that the angel spoke to her, the Holy Ghost sealed it. Bam. He overshadowed her because he's the quickening spirit. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
See, I'm trying to show you we are a what? Supernatural people.
I mean, you.
Jesus' birth is supernatural. Our birth is. Jesus,
for my
man, a soul of God. Remember
and find
how God and
will make a way
Nazareth with you Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. In the same way that God was with Jesus, he is the exact same way with you and I today. Romans 8 and 11. If the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead dwelleth in you, watch this, he shall quicken your death doomed, your mortal body, by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Say that's supernatural. See, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Let's be honest. We think more natural
to be pure before
supernatural. We deal with more in the natural than switching gears and say, you know what? I'm a spiritual being. I can't dominate thinking naturally. I've been born of the spirit, born of the spirit. Born of the Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit is two entirely different things. All right? So that's why we have to bring clarity to terms. Okay? Born of the Spirit, then there's called Spirit baptism. Y'all know what Spirit baptism is. Do anybody know what Spirit baptism is? Most people think Spirit baptism, I'm talking about being filled with the Holy Ghost. No. You can't have all these terms. When you go walking in the supernatural, you can't be confused. You got to have line upon line, precept upon precept. So let's talk about spirit baptism. 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse number 13. Spirit baptism. What does that mean? When you are born from above, it is God the Holy Spirit that immerses you into the body of Christ. Y'all understand that? 1 Corinthians 12, 13, read. What does it say? For by one spirit you were all baptized. Come on, baptized what?
Into one body.
Baptized into one body. What body is that? The body of Christ. It was the Holy Spirit. We're talking about the agent. It was the Holy Spirit who baptized us and immersed us into the body of Christ based upon our confession of faith in Jesus Christ. That's spirit baptism. For by one spirit have you all been baptized into one body, and whether you be a Jew or a Gentile, whether you be bond or free, and we have been all made to drink into one spirit. Now come on, let's talk here. Now you can see where I'm going, huh? Spirit baptism is when the Holy Spirit immerses you into the body of Christ. But if you, you know, when you start drinking, come on, sooner or later, you're going to have to get filled. And when you get filled, you will overflow. Y'all understand? Y'all see how sometimes people, that's why sometimes when you run around in different denominations, we got to get away from religion and tradition. When you are born again, you don't receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. That's why a lot of people don't get filled. They think they got all the Holy Spirit they needed in the new birth. No. In the new birth, you were spirit baptized, not Holy Ghost baptized. How many of y'all can see this making a difference now? Huh, this is making a difference. Because, see, what happens is if you think you have all of the supernatural, see, the reason why Apostle talks about praying in tongues so much, because the Bible say, be being filled. Be being filled. Be being filled. That's a continuous, constant flow. That's why every morning we pray in the Holy Ghost. Every morning. Soon as you get up, the first thing ought to be mind on God. I need to start seeking God. I need to start worshiping God. I need to start, listen to me. We act like speaking in tongues is, here we go again, Pentecostal, a big thing. No, it's a spirit language. See, English is my natural language. I can only go so far. Matter of fact, I'm doing what I'm doing today through praying in
women.
Hours of praying in tongues, God start talking to you and telling you stuff that you wouldn't possibly know except he told you. You're praying in a language that's unknown to you, but God is talking to you in a language that you can hear. You understand what I'm saying? It's a spirit language, a language of your spirit, a language of your inner man. In the natural, we speak English. Some of you may have learned Spanish, French, or any other language that I don't know about. But when you are filled with the Spirit, it's a spirit language. In other words, the Holy Spirit starts teaching you the language of the kingdom. It's a spirit language. And the more you pray in that spirit language, the more God will open you up. Oh, Jesus. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Huh? See, we're talking about different experiences. Spirit baptism, being filled with the Holy Spirit. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, Jesus is the one doing the baptizing. Jesus is the one baptizes you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Not the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost don't baptize you. The Holy Ghost baptizes you into the body of Christ. Jesus is the one who immerses you or fills you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Come on now. I mean, you got to understand this. Else your foundation is wrong. You think you have it all. Are you with me now? So we have to start it now. This spirit language, why are we talking about it? It's a language of the Spirit. Because in English, if I want to communicate with you, I got to talk a language you can understand. Man, God say, I'm going to make something supernatural. I'm going to give you a language that you don't understand. But you keep praying long enough in your spirit language, just like you develop. Now, y'all know the only reason them children go bye, 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 because their vocal cords are not developed enough to articulate to you what they're saying. They've been around you long enough to want to say some words. They just can't quite get them yet. They might be calling you stupid, but y'all don't want to talk now. Y'all won't get deep. Yeah, if you around saying stupid all the time.
In there.
Y'all want to know my son's first words? It wasn't daddy. It was like a rock. He watched that Ford commercial with his grandma so much, he just kept sitting there, kept sitting there, kept sitting there. One day he looked at it, he said, like a rock. No, I'm just trying to show you. See, whatever you hear, that's it. That's it, y'all.